Pittsburgh Steelers, they were tough. And when we played the teams that were just skillful, we won. And I think what's happening now is the way the rules are being set, I don't think that it's always in the best interest of the game that I once played. I feel like rules are being made. For example, the one that is an example is there, the onus of protecting another player is now on the opponent as opposed to on yourself. So for example, I threw a touchdown pass, the 600 touchdown pass I ever threw in my career was with Mike Evans yesterday. 10 years ago, I never would have thrown that football. Because Mike had caught the ball, the safety was standing right there, and the safety essentially can't hit him the way that he used to go hit him. Because all the safeties now are 200 pounds, and they all cover. There's a lot of players, like Ray Lewis, that I didn't throw the ball between the hashes because Ray Lewis was going to knock him out of the game. Not because, you know, he was going to, you know, make a tackle. And I think the onus of protecting receivers is on, should be on the quarterback, not on the defensive back. And the onus of protecting of a running back should be on the offensive line, not on the tackle, return tackle to the back. So I don't believe in cheap shots. And I don't think cheap shots should ever be allowed. But if you are a professional athlete, it'd be like being in a boxing ring and saying, don't hit your opponent too hard when you get hurt.
He went on for another 4 minutes on this and gave multiple examples, really fascinating. So first of all, it's a classic Tom Brady, conscientious, smart. He gave this a ton of thought, and he went on and on, and all of it was interesting. I was getting texts by other people on the panel, like, wow, what do you think? And now he sees the world. The second thing is, one of the reasons he has a physicality in the game. And I remember years and years ago, like 20 years ago, people said, oh yeah, watch Canadian football. When I was young, like 25 years old, I'm in Vegas, and you know, Vegas would have everything. You go to a sports book, there were 30 games on. Man, and then I played football. And I had a friend named Randy, he was Canadian. He was like, oh, Canadian football. And I was like, whatever. It was just all passing. Like, I like the physicality of football. I like Troy Powell. Now, we know why the league is doing this. And this has been discussed. Roger Goodell, I just read a story not long ago, like Roger Goodell, the commissioner's biggest fear, because the league's on here, crushing. Somebody dies. Somebody gets hurt. Like, somebody gets fear. And the business. And so I get it. They have made the game much safer. I'm for it. They have made the game ultimate bills much friendlier. I'm for it. I think the concerns for concussion are real. I think the league's done a really good job. Practice is easier, the rules are better. It's never been safer, but as you're getting bigger, faster, and stronger, the collisions are sometimes, you know, Patrick Mahomes got hit this weekend, and I'm just wincing. I'm like, I think I'm going to watch the replay. No thanks. So I thought, Let's Go Podcast, SiriusXM, Jim Brady, very thoughtful. There's a reason why it's happening, but he, and by the way, Brady is saying this as he benefits from it. This isn't the guy complaining like, I get hit all the time. Brady's benefiting from this. Very rarely does somebody in any industry criticize something they benefit from. I mean, everybody, you go to social media, everybody loves what benefits. Oh, I love the commentator. He sees the world politically just like I do. Many conservatives watch MSNBC, you liberals watch Fox. Let's see how it works for you. Brady's like, I benefit greatly from this. And I don't think it's good for the game. So, whether it is or not, it was really thoughtful, made me think, hopefully it makes you think.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd, weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk, featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Warmer Brother Robert from the Essential Voices Podcast. This clip is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes it easy to stay protected wherever you go, like the gym, vacation, so like I said at the end. But before you go there, start at Walgreens. Walk into any store near you.